The Decoder. Dennis Coder. Are y'all ready for this?
I don't think so.
It is currently October 26th. Thank you, folks. Everybody, I appreciate it. I appreciate tuning in tonight. It's currently October 26th. And I hope you all got to check out the first podcast that airs on Friday nights. That, of course, is the Progressive Report. And now you're checking out Decoder. And today, I just want to talk a little bit about what it means to be happy in the midst of a struggle. We all struggle. How can you possibly be happy when you struggle? That's a good question. I think a lot of people should ask. It's good to ask. If you don't ask, then you'll never have. And it's important to have the ability to be happy during a struggle. Because we're always going to struggle. Everybody's going to struggle. You'll struggle with clipping your nails on a lazy day. Everybody struggles. But, you know, wouldn't it be nice if all the struggles in life were just, I'm so tired. I gotta clip this thumb and then another thumb and then I'm done. Thank God. Unfortunately, sometimes there's death in the family as well. And sometimes you just don't feel too hot. But you got to learn. And that skill can carry on through more aspects than just tragedy. I mean, imagine being able to be happy in the midst of a struggle will teach you so much more than just that. It'll teach you how to be happy always. It'll teach you how to be composed. It'll teach you how to have a fresh perspective and how to carry yourself in all situations. And you'll always be prepared for how to consistently do so in the face of whatever. That doesn't mean be an emotional robot, because you also, on the expert level, what I'm talking about, because I'm not even there. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm talking to you because I'm talking to myself. I'm hearing what I'm saying, and whoever's hearing this struggle with the same thing. And maybe together we will learn how to do this step by step at the same time. So, you know, you'll be able to, once you're on that expert level like I was talking about, be able to learn when it is okay to not be okay and how to handle even that. And you can't always be prepared, but you can be prepared for the possibility of not being prepared. There's an endless abilities of self-improvement that we can go over, but today I just want to limit it to how to be happy, basically. You know, for me, for example, I'm doing this podcast, but I also have another job. I'm going to go to that other job. It's not exactly what I went to school for, but it's close. It's in the right area. It's pointing me in the right direction. The pay isn't what I would like, and neither are the people or necessarily the tasks that I'm doing. But I'm proud deep down inside, and I think possibly there's some fear that it's holding me back from just enjoying the entry-level position that I received. And there's other aspects I could ramble on about, but I like to keep this short and sweet, if I may. I think it's important to look at yourself. Say, what can I do today? And there's actually a lot I can do today. I can go into my job, and I can appear to be who I want to be to who it is that sees me. I can smile. I can carry myself like I have respect for myself, like I deserve more than I have, but appreciate everything I got. I can pronunciate my words. I can work on how I speak to other people. I can think before I talk. I can listen more than I chat. I can focus on what it is that I'm supposed to get from this. If I died tonight and I met God in the morning and he asked me, son, the shift you died after, did you learn the lesson I taught you? Or did you fail to understand the importance of a day? I made the world in a day. He died in a night. Is that what I want? So, I don't want to die in a night. I want to be remembered, and I want to be celebrated, and I want to be successful, and I want to be enlightened, touched by the wings of an angel in the course of one day, because I might not get tomorrow, but I can make the most of today. Well, folks, let me know how that works out for you. Please do. DieDaily@gmail.com is the email for the review. That's a general email for all the podcasts on the set list, on the lineup of the review channel, radio channel. But I will be checking that more than anybody, because I'm the only one on the podcast that actually does that aspect of that. As far as every podcast, they'll do it. Others will encourage feedback and communication and reaching out and all that fun stuff, but it's actually a key element of my show. I want to hear back from you. I want to talk to you. I want to develop a personal connection and understand the journey together as far as what it is I speak of and what it is you care on. So yes, that is like a priority here at the Decoder. We're going to decode. That's my way of saying decode, hence my name, Dennis Coat. Funny, huh? So we're going to say decode a lot too. So we're going to decode how to be happy in a day with the expectation of dying in a night. Ciao, folks. Before we go, let's enjoy what could be our last song. Let's enjoy it together. The Decoder. Please tune in again next Friday night. But do not forget Monday for the special brief with Decode. The Decoder special brief, where we read the fan mail. Hopefully we have some. Hopefully we get the mail back. Do not forget to tune in for that. Please do not. Please do not. Every Mondays we will have the mail, the fan mail, the listener responses. We will have that interactive half hour. And Friday is our normal broadcast. So please, 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 folks, please do not forget to tune in. And please, folks, know that the Decoder works for you. And I'm in the mood for little Leanne Rimes. How do I live? Remember, it could be our last. Have a wonderful night, folks. Please tune in to the Decoder more often. Thank you, folks. And remember, this could be your last song. Don't forget to sing along. The Decoder, and all of us at the review, thank you for tuning in, and wish you the best as your night prolongs.
Again, this was the decoder. Enjoy, but hopefully won't be, but could be, the last song you ever hear.
The review. Thank you. Tune in.
Get through one life without you. If I had to live without you, can I live without me? Oh, now I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, baby, you would take away everything good.
Alright folks, that was How Do I Live, an acoustic cover by Amara. Please, continue. Continue to live. Have a good night.